All right, here we go. It's fact or bullcrap. Mr. Conley, what is the score as we stand it?
Tom has won four times. I have won twice. We've had two ties.
Okay. As you know, Seth Meyers took over late night, and he is I thought he was going to do a great job. I've been listening to some of his stuff, and I'll be honest with you. I may have been wrong. I was thinking Seth Meyers would do an amazing job on late night, and what's his name?
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon may flounder at the Tonight Show, but I've been watching and listening to Fallon stuff. Fallon's killing it. I mean, he's doing a great job, and Seth Meyers is weak right now.
Seth Meyers is not a stand-up guy.
No.
And part of the show, I mean, the first thing they do, they get introduced, the band starts playing, and you got to stand up and deliver like a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, and Fallon is knocking the ball out of the park because he's changing the way the late-night talk show is done. He's come in, he's shaken it up, he's doing different things in a different way, and I may have to eat my words. But today, the first part of Fact or Bullcrap is indeed about Seth Meyers. Are we ready?
Sure.
And okay. And other things with late-night talk show hosts. Seth Meyers and Will Ferrell arrived at Saturday Night Live the same year. Fact or bullcrap?
Well, that would be a very good class for that show.
Mm.
I think that's fact.
I think Ferrell was there first. I'm going to say that's bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. Will Ferrell joined the cast in 1995. Seth Meyers didn't get there until 2001. While Mr. Meyers was a cast member on Saturday Night Live, his brother was a cast member on the competing sketch comedy show Mad TV.
Yeah, whatever happened to Mad competing, but just barely. I think that's fact.
I don't know. Was Mad TV still around when Seth Meyers was on Saturday Night Live? I'm going to say that's bullcrap, too.
It's fact. Oh. His younger brother, Josh Meyers, was on Mad TV from 2002 to 2004.
My brother got the good show. Nobody loves me. I always liked him best.
When Seth Meyers started doing Weekend Update, it was alongside Tina Fey. Fact or bullcrap?
Well, he was most famous doing it with Amy Poehler, but I'll say Tina Fey was still, well... Yeah, Tina Fey was still there. Fact.
No, I think that's bullcrap. I think they missed each other.
It is bullcrap.
Ah!
He replaced Tina Fey when she left the show in 2006 and originally did Weekend Update with Amy Poehler. Last month, SNL announced that Cicely Strong and head writer Colin Jost will be doing it now. All right. Seth Meyers co-wrote the 2010 movie MacGruber. Fact or bullcrap?
God.
And if he did...
right.
I'll say that's fact.
I think that's fact also.
Nah, it's bullcrap. His former SNL cast member Will Forte co-wrote and starred in it. He was an executive producer, however, so he's not completely blameless.
Put up the money. he was a bigger sucker than the people who wrote it.
All right, last question regarding Seth Meyers. He is the fourth person to host Late Night on NBC, and he's older than any of the other three when they started. Fact or bullcrap? Fourth person to host it, and older than any of the other three.
Has the show had four hosts, three before him? I think that's bullcrap.
No, but there would have been, what, Letterman, Conan, and Fallon? And then, is he older than all of them? That's the question. I'll say if one's true, the other one's got to be true, too. I'm going to say that's fact.
It is indeed fact.
Yes.
David Letterman was 34, Conan O'Brien was 30, Jimmy Fallon, 34, Seth Meyers just turned 40.
Wow.
All right. Well, we didn't do all that well in the late night categories. All right. Each got two right. So we're all tied 2-2 here.
Let's move on to Oscar trivia.
Oh,
ready?
I'll do even worse now.
Well, it's okay.
Barbara Streisand and Katharine Hepburn.
You are correct. You win. No, it was Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, yes.
And Imogene Coca.
It was Cher and Minnie Pearl. What? All right.
Fact or bullcrap? Julia Roberts is nominated for Best Supporting Actress for August Osage County. The last time she was nominated for an Oscar was over a decade ago. Fact or bullcrap?
She's taken a lot of time off. She had the twins and married, and I think
had her teeth filed down.
I think she was nominated just a few years ago for something that we're forgetting. So I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
I think this is fact.
It's fact. She's been nominated for four Oscars. The last time was 13 years ago for Erin Brockovich. She won Best Actress that year. Her other two nominations were for Steel Magnolias and Pretty Woman. Barkhad Abdi, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, is nominated for Best Supporting Actor for playing a Somali pirate in Captain Phillips. Awesome. Which was only his second acting gig. Fact or bullcrap? Barkhad Abdi, nominated for Best Supporting Actor. It was his second acting gig. Fact or bullcrap?
You're saying that he may really have been a Somali pirate before acting in that role. Not that I know about a lot of, you know, the Bollywood of the sub-African continent here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think if you act in that part of the world, that you must make many films before to make ends meet or whatever. I think this is bullcrap.
Yeah, I'll agree. Bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. It's his first acting gig. Get this, man. His family left. I watched the information on the DVD after the movie. His family got the heck out of Somalia as fast as they could.
So he's actually Somalian.
Yeah, he is a Somali. He. Are you kidding? Look at him. Okay, before that, he was a limo driver. He was a clerk at a T-Mobile store and a DJ in Minnesota.
Big Somali population in the Twin Cities.
All right, Matthew Mahogany, or as he's referrally known as Matthew McConaughey, is nominated for Best Actor for Dallas Buyers Club, and it's his first Oscar nomination. Fact or bullcrap?
He's not the kind of actor that the Academy would like.
All right. No, he's not.
More of a TV guy, not thought of as a pure film guy, and kind of plays the same guy in a lot of his roles. I think this is bullcrap.
Didn't he get nominated for The Lincoln Lawyer? I think that this is bullcrap.
They're both on bullcrap.
No, wait a minute.
Are you saying okay. Fact?
Let me read the question for you again. Matthew McConaughey is nominated for Best Actor in Dallas Buyers Club. It's his first Oscar nomination. Fact or bullcrap?
I say bullcrap.
I think that's fact.
Okay. It is fact. A lot of people thought he got snubbed last year when he wasn't nominated for Magic Mike.
Whoa.
Magic Mike.
All right. I lead 5-3.
All right. Cate Blanchett is nominated for Best Actress for Blue Jasmine. But when she was 18, she walked off the set of her very first movie. Fact or bullcrap?
Sounds reasonable. I'll say fact.
I think that's fact, too.
It is fact. She was traveling in Egypt, and someone offered her a job as an extra in a low-budget boxing movie. But once she got on the set, she thought it was boring. Plus, they didn't feed anybody. So she left. Good for her. All right. Christian Bale. This is the last question, by the way.
Oh, we're just playing for fun, then. I'm up 6-4.
All right. Christian Bale, who's nominated for American Hustle, played Wall Street psycho Patrick Bateman in the 2000 movie American Psycho. But that role almost went to Leonardo DiCaprio. Fact or bullcrap?
Which is interesting since he starred this year in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. I'll say fact.
I think that's fact, too.
It is fact. Lionsgate originally offered DiCaprio $20 million to do the film, but director Mary Harron nixed the idea. Apparently, she later said that he just was not right for the part because, quote, there's something very boyish about him, and he's not credible as one of these tough Wall Street guys. Huh.
She's right. He does look like a boy man-child.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he truly does. And last but not least, by the way, Leo is also nominated this year for Wolf of Wall Street, where he plays a Wall Street tough guy, kind of, sort of. All right, there it is. Quick look at the news. Congratulations, Chris finally won one. Don't go anywhere. We don't gloat. We'll be right back.
Of course, the big international story right now is what's going on in the Ukraine. It's a big mess over there. They've overthrown the government, and their president, Viktor Yanukovych, just left. He's on the run. Yeah, and now that he's gone, the Ukrainian people are just like, they're going through his estate. And they found a hovercraft. They found a yacht. They found a helicopter pad and ostriches. And then get this, I heard they also found a painting of all his brothers, Tito, Jermaine, Marlon, and Jack.
Are you serious?
In the estate.
Wow.
They found it. That's what I heard. With all this uncertainty in the Ukraine right now, there's talk that the country, the Ukraine, could be split into two separate countries, which explains their new name, Two Cranes. With a Z. It's younger people are into it. With a Z in the end, Two Cranes.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.